You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha.
And I'm neither.
Oh, my God. Hey,
fucking hell.
Jesus Christ, man. You can't drop that on us.
It's and a cast maneuver.
Yeah, yeah, it truly is. Today's topic is, you don't know, rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub. Oh! Do you think
How
all three
long
of us
did
could...
it take you to come up with that? At what point did you know that was the topic?
Before you joined the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're recording this over Zoom, everyone. Like all appearances on Shut Up a Second recently, I'm obsessed with telling everyone exactly what's going on, I guess.
Do you think all three of us could fit in one bathtub?
Yes.
And would we be able to get clean?
Yeah. No. Okay, so yes and no. So as in yes, we would be able to fit in it. But the way we'd have to fit is like, you'd have to go like slightly open legs and stack us in like that.
I actually think then this might be a controversial opinion. It would depend on the size of the bathtub.
No, Jackson, I will not let this behavior stand. Adam, that's a fucked up thing to say. What do you mean the size of the bathtub?
Well, there's no standard bathtub, is there?
That's kind of a standard bathtub.
I'm liking to imagine though, like in cowboy-y times where they would have the like an outside big circular wooden one, all of us sitting in one of those. I reckon we'd do well in that.
But is that a bathtub or a spa? Is that not a spa?
I'm pretty sure it's a bathtub. I don't know what makes it a spa though.
Hey Adam.
Yeah.
The standard tub size is 60 inches long. Wait, what? No, that doesn't make sense.
Wait, what? It's a tiny bathtub. Maybe that's a tub versus a bathtub. I don't know. Yeah. Because when I was imagining the three of us in a bathtub, we were sitting on it kind of like a couch with our legs hanging over the side, sort of ass to the porcelain next to each other in a line is kind of how I was picturing it.
60 inches, that's 150 centimeters. That's like...
It's a little bath.
I could imagine someone, certainly I can't imagine the three boys on this podcast in that, but I could imagine a person fitting into
that's
that.
True. That's true.
Why does this, 60 inches is exactly 5 feet. I just did the quick maths. I'm a genius. Because 12 inches is a foot.
Yeah.
12 times 5, 60. Or in this case, 60 divided by 12. That was the maths I did.
Yeah, well done.
Five feet.
We're not fitting in a 5 foot bath, the three of us.
Yeah. Well, that's lengthwise, so we wouldn't be able to. Like, I mean, I'm a mysterious height. I could be 4. I could be 4'7". I could be 7'4". No one knows.
Oh my god, Dusha at 7'4" is terrible.
Ah, that would roll. You'd be so towering.
But
we could fit in it sideways. I think we could still fit in it sideways.
What do you mean sideways?
I mean, sitting on it like a couch, like I was saying earlier. Bums to the porcelain, legs over the side. Arms around each other's shoulders.
Wait, no. What? Bums to the porcelain, legs over the side. Oh,
yeah.
So...
like a couch.
Well, then we're not in the tub washing, are we?
Our bums are. Yeah.
Oh, we could all get a hand in the tub, sure. Yeah, then we can all fit.
Oh, wait. I was making fun of Jackson for a different thing, but I just realized that he wasn't describing what I thought. I assumed because Jackson's an idiot, and I've seen him sit like this heaps, that he meant like... So imagine the standard bathtub.
Yeah.
Like us in the bath. So like, I guess with our legs out of the bath, like linked
sitting,
over.
Sitting, perpendicular.
Yeah.
Sitting in a very lounging way where it would mean that our head would be up against the back wall.
Yeah.
So leaning forward. And
yes.
Body symmetry. But you keep saying like a couch, but no one fucking sits up. What do you mean like a couch?
Yeah.
It's like you've been pushed over.
Imagine a couch didn't have couch cushions. Okay.
What do you mean?
Jackson, you mean sitting on a couch like you're sitting on the couch and then a bully comes over and picks up the couch and tips it over where you're still sitting on it.
What? What do you mean?
No one here is imagining the same thing, and that is incredible.
Imagine all a couch. Imagine a Simpsons couch, okay?
Yes.
And we're all sitting on it, the three of us, facing the television.
Yes.
And then you take out the couch cushions we're sitting on, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, get rid of them. Okay?
All right.
And then the fabric under those couch cushions, you get rid of, so it's just the mechanisms underneath. Okay? Uh-huh. And then we slide down, okay, legs over the side.
So we are imagining, me and you are on the same page, Jackson, you have forgotten how deep a fucking bath is.
This is the stupidest thing you have ever seen. this is the stupidest thing you have ever said it, and let me explain why. Okay. First off, shut up.
Sure.
Second off, yes, Jackson. We could just put our hand in and then be in the top. No, it's not. It is functionally the same to what you are describing.
That's insane.
If you sit in a tub, there is an expectation.
If I put my hand in the tub, hands clean. If I sit in the tub couch style, dick, balls, bum hole, bum cheeks, up to my knee and up to the middle of my spine, clean.
If we are not talking completely dirty or completely clean, we are just drawing the line somewhere. And I think drawing the line anywhere is dumb. Yeah.
Well, then you just rearrange.
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, with hand in tub, you could just rearrange.
No, but this way is easy. Because all you got to do is like...
Jackson, I defy you to sit sideways in your tub tonight and tell me it was easy.
Okay, so we are going to encounter some problems, i.e. the tap. Okay, that's going to be trouble.
Some
all right?
problems.
And if we get a shower screen, that's going to be trouble as well. But it's easy to get your whole body clean, okay? I'm going to describe another thing to
you. It is not easy to get your whole body clean. You are incorrect. No, that's insane. My way is easier.
Jackson, also, you're again forgetting that like a couch is made to be sit on and not...
Yeah.
So you're sitting upright and then you're removing the stuff that you're sitting on so you dip into the middle of the couch.
Yeah.
The couch will still have support where a bath is full of water.
Yeah.
You will sink far deeper into the bath than you're expecting. Your feet will be, like, horizontal.
They're basically squinched back up, like my dick is in my belly button. Yeah.
Yes.
But then all you need is someone to grab you from, like, the legs and the head, and then like the way you clean yourself with a towel, you know, you, like, wiggle up
behind you. You shouldn't be cleaning yourself with a towel. You dry yourself with a towel. The cleaning should have already happened.
And then you just get someone to, like, just kind of, like, shift you up and down in the bath to clean your whole body.
No, you can't just laugh this off. You need to let everyone know that you do not clean yourself with a towel. You dry yourself with a towel.
I think he cleans himself in a shower or with a towel. I am unconvinced.
I just filled the bathtub up till it overflows and then leaves.
We've been in some bathrooms after you've had a shower, and honestly, that would be drier than the way you leave the bathroom sometimes.
Yeah, that is fair. That is fair. Shall we read the original Rub-A-Dub-Dub fairy tale nursery rhyme?
Yes, but first I just realized that I think the easiest way to imagine you showering in a bathroom is that the Bigfoot footage, except you're very wet.
Yeah, that's true. Especially the looking back over my shoulder, like, what?
I'm nude and very wet and leaving wetness everywhere.
Can I help you, dude? I'm just going to go to the hotel minibar. Is there a problem? It is great in that footage how unconcerned Bigfoot is. It's like Bigfoot's like, you know, like when someone's looking at you and you're not sure if they're looking at you and you just kind of look over your shoulder like, okay, whatever, and then just carry on.
Enjoy
it's great.
The show.
Enjoy. If you want to look at my big fat Bigfoot titties and bum, be my guest. Let's read Rub-A-Dub-Dub. Rub-A-Dub-Dub, three men in a tub. And who do you think they be?
Well, it's the three shut up a second boys.
Yeah. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and all of them out to sea.
Jackson, before we hold that thought, who's the butcher, who's the baker, and who's the candlestick
Great
maker?
Great question. Great question.
The three men. I don't understand what's
us. Which one of us?
Oh, I see.
So, Adam, that's actually very candlestick maker behavior of you.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely candlestick maker.
There's no watchmaker, so I must become the candlestick maker instead.
And, Dusha, you got big butcher energy. Yeah. Slicing a fish or whatever with a big cleaver.
What kind of meat do you want? You fucking idiot, that's the wrong choice. I got a big butcher knife.
Dusha, can you give us a... Hey!
Hey!
That's good.
I can imagine the cleaver in his hand right now as he's saying it.
Was that noise, Adam, a greeting, or was it like Dusha the Butcher displeased with someone? Because I couldn't tell.
Displeased.
Could be both.
Okay. This is displeased that someone's coming to the shop.
Like ciao or aloha. It could mean hello or goodbye.
Imagine going into a butcher or any store the moment you enter. They're like, get out of here. this guy.
Well, the trick with a lot of those is that it's context specific, Jackson.
That's
if
true.
I entered and someone said, hey, I know that would be a greeting. And as I'm leaving, I know it's goodbye.
Speaking of telling people to leave when the moment that they step into your shop, it just brought back a memory that I have of, and I don't work there anymore, so it's fine for me to tell this story. But yeah. I worked at a cinema once where there was this late screening of like Transformers. And obviously, we didn't want to. If no one came to that session, we all finished early. So, but we couldn't close because then we'd get in trouble. So we just sat down. So anyone that walked past thought we were closed, but we weren't. We were hiding.
That's clever. That's good. I love when people like are cleverly lazy at their jobs. You know, like clever incompetence is the best thing in the world. That's. I thought for a second you were going to be like. If nobody came, we got to watch Transformers. That's kind of what you were driving at. I mean, I guess you did.
We can do that if we want, but why would I want to see Transformers Revenge of the Fallen or whatever?
Which one is the one where Optimus Prime shoots that guy in the head? Which one's that
one? Like a person or a Transformer?
No, another Transformer who's begging for his life, and Optimus Prime shoots him in the head.
Oh, when Optimus Prime has like his dark turn or whatever.
No, that's... I think he's a good guy at this point. He defeats the Decepticon King.
And then he commits a war crime.
Yeah, and then a guy's like, Optimus Prime is like...
No Geneva in space, I guess.
Yeah, it's the robot... Not in space. It's a robot voiced by Leonard Nimoy.
No Geneva in space.
Well,
Transformers fucking waterboarding each other.
Hey, Adam, do you know... And Andrew Levins, our good friend, told us this story. Do you know there's a Transformers manga where... Megatron is the bad guy in this issue because he hates a dog. He kicks a dog or something.
he doesn't rules. Kick a dog. Surely he kills a dog.
No, the
I think
dog
if he kicks
die.
A dog, the dog will die, guys. Come on.
I think he kills a dog. Maybe he kicks a dog to death. He doesn't just kick it. He kills it, surely.
No, I think the dog lives because I think That's the dog insane. Is like... teams up with Transformers to fight Decepticons or something.
I love Levins, and I love you, Joel. Oh, I see that your name is Joel Zammit.
On the Zoom call, yeah.
Yeah, on the Zoom call. I love Levins, and I love you, Joel Dusha, filling in for Joel Zammit now and maybe forever. But I'm letting you know, I think you're wrong. I think that dog died. Enough.
Hey, do you want to hear the line that I just have to look it up, that Optimus Prime says when he kills this Transformer?
Yep.
What? He says, "You have no soul, and that is why I have no fear." And then he cuts his head off with an axe. That's just after this Decepticon's name is like, "Please, let's make it true."
You have no soul.
No soul. That's why I have no fear. Wham! That rules. That's great, man. And who could say no? He's too big, you know? He's a fucking truck.
I stopped watching by like the second movie, but didn't they eventually start doing like Arthurian knights?
Yeah. There were Transformers around during the time of Merlin, who I think is real in the Transformers universe and just a wizard, which is really good stuff.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's cooked. All right, it's absolutely cooked.
If you were living in the time of Merlin and you had to kill a Transformer, how the fuck would you do that?
Big hole. I think I'd go for...
A big hole? You can't say, how do you make the big hole?
I get the surfs, okay? Hey, you get the surfs!
Yeah, cool.
I'm fucking Merlin. We're going to dig the biggest hole we can, and then we're going to dangle some robot meat over the top of it as kind of like bait, and then when the Decepticon or whatever comes towards it, they fall in the hole. The hole's full of spikes. Bada bing, bada boom, he's dead. We salvage it, live in his brain. Trap. Yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
I just like to make a quick note of something that I claimed earlier. Quick amendment. Mm-hmm.
About this dog?
The Decepticons in the manga, in two separate occasions, kill a dog.
Okay.
There's one dog that gets kicked to death.
Yeah, there you go. That's one kick. That's one kick.
That's barely a kick. It's a nudge, and he's done.
And then another dog they shoot with a gun, but the dog is dying. The dog is dying and transforms. It climbs into an Autobot and transfers its consciousness or energy into it or something.
Hell yes, Dogbot!
Can I say, in my mind, from memory, there are only like two occasions where this, where the three of us have been on a podcast together, and both of them were heavy on dog death. And I'm a fan. Shooting a dog! With, like, one of their guns?
Yeah, like, surely the dog just becomes, like, a shadow on the ground.
Nothing, yeah.
Hey, I just looked up Merlin.
I can show you a picture of, like, what the dog looks like.
I'd love you to, please. Yeah. I'll make you the host so you can share your screen. Show us.
Hang on, I've just sent the link.
Oh, right.
To the
panel where it gets shot.
Murdered Puppy 02. Oh my God. Murdered Puppy 02.jpg.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
That's so bad! It's like getting shot with a machine gun! Let me do the sound effects for everybody, all right? I'll just read them out. I won't try and replicate them.
Yep.
Vwing, vwing, which is presumably the sounds of the bullets ricocheting.
Bullets.
Yeah, and then whine, which is the dog in pain.
The appearance of this, it looks like, rather than what we were imagining, which is one of their regular-sized guns, which is for us quite a big gun, destroying the dog in one go. It looks more like they fucking godfathered this dog. Bonnie and Clyded this dog. There are so many bullets.
That's so fucked up. Okay. What the this hell? Dog.
Then... Christ. This is the last paragraph. This is the last sentence on this dog's Wikipedia page. Afterwards, the dog swiftly died in Power Glide's arms, having lived a life of abuse and neglect, devoid of love or compassion. His suffering at last came to an end. And then,
oh my God,
a link.
Wow.
Can I give you the caption for the picture?
Yeah, please.
Quotation marks. Battle dog gets shot by Brawl. Which, bad name for what they did.
Yeah, that's
they should have been kind of like kicked them.
Yeah.
So, yes. On the actual Wikipedia page, before I click on the image, the caption of that photo, the drawing that I sent you is Benji the Murdered.
Oh my God. You can't do that.
I like that somewhere buried deep within the Transformers wiki.net, there is Murdered Puppy 02.jpg. That exists. That is immortalized, probably on the fucking Wayback Machine as
that's
well.
That's pretty
spectacular. That's never going away.
Yeah, that's there for life.
Everyone Stanley will remember Vwing Vwing Wine.
Stanley Tucci played Merlin in the Transformers movie. That's crazy.
He did.
Love a little of the Tucci.
Maybe I need to watch all the Transformers movies. They seem insane,
maybe you need to do it with a good friend.
Maybe I do. Maybe I need to do it with two good friends. Maybe we need to sit down, finally buckle up, and watch the Transformers movies.
Do you guys care about Brawl kill a dog?
I hope so. Honestly, fucking, who knows in the later movies? There's fucking, what's his face? Marky Mark is in those movies, so who knows what the fuck's gonna happen?
I hate looking at the page for this image. I hate looking at the file history. I hate looking at its usage, it features.
Is there a scene in one of the later Transformers movies where somebody wants to be with Marky Mark's daughter, and so
yes,
he pulls
I know
out
exactly
a card with all
it.
Of the like the consent laws in the country?
The Romeo.
And it's TJ Miller, isn't it?
That's such a crazy moment. What the fuck? I think it is. This has become extra bad.
It's a Transformers episode, but here's some fucked up things that happened in Transformers the episode.
Did you know that in the comics, the Transformers engage in cannibalism?
No,
what?
Sorry, I was looking at the image, and it says it shows you where it's been used, and there's on the Transformers wiki, there's a page simply titled "Death."
Okay.
I was naturally curious.
Oh yeah, of course.
So I was just scrolling through being like, oh yeah, oh, bleh. All right. So it's got forms of death as well. So I'm reading. Mm-hmm. Consumption is a section.
Fucking how many Transformers are consumed to death?
Here's a great quote right at the beginning of the consumption section.
Yeah.
If we don't find the Matrix, some bad guy is going to eat us, right? It's spoken by Longtooth in Deadly Obsession.
I have now also found myself on this Wikipedia page because how could I not want to follow you there?
Of course.
Oh my god. There's so much here.
Oh, they have it in the live action movies? Grimlock and Scorn eat various KSI sentries and at least one KSI boss in Age of Extinction. And Grimlock also made a snack, their words, not mine, out of Dreadbot.
While we're talking about fucked up Transformers things, do you know that the most... So, Transformers The Last Night, for some reason there's Nazi shit in it. Like, Adolf Hitler.
Great. Yeah.
His headquarters is in it. So, Adam, you're in charge of filming a scene where you have to turn a headquarters into... like a swastika-draped Nazi headquarters right off Hitler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you probably not pick? So it's not the most poor taste you could do, but it's not a great call. So the most obvious one, don't worry about that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. It was Winston Churchill's house.
Oh, what? I see. I understand now. I wasn't sure what you were. Yeah. Ah, cool. Winston Churchill.
What the fuck?
Winston Churchill was buried less than a mile away from where they were shooting a scene in Transformers The Last Night, which was Adolf Hitler's headquarters, which was Winston Churchill's house, and then draped it in swastikas.
Just in any shot in that movie where they're using that house, you can just hear distantly in the background of the shot, which is the sound of Winston Churchill turning in his grave.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy. Hey, is the Transformers franchise...
Bless you.
Stopped?
Bless you. No. Bless you. Bless you.
So there's a new one coming out?
Yeah, Rise of the Beasts.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, you gotta give it one.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Beast Wars, baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's gonna be an ape. Yeah, Optimus Prime...
Optimus Primal? Optimus Primate, isn't it?
I think it's Optimus Primal.
Okay, yeah, no, you're probably right.
Yeah, Optimus Primal. He's an ape. He's cool as hell.
Yeah, it's Optimus
Ron Perlman's going to be playing
Ron
Optimus Primal. That rules.
Ron Perlman will fucking do anything.
Absolutely. I really like it. It's like, the plot of Transformers Rise of the Beasts is some archaeologists from Brooklyn come into an ancient conflict through a globetrotting adventure that ties in with three factions of Transformers, Maximals, Predacons, and Terracons. But I like that it's like, right, your Maximals, it's like, or your regular Transformers, it's like a semi-truck, a Chevrolet Camaro, a Porsche or whatever.
A Porsche. It's like, this one turns into a part of a house.
Turns into a porch, slots itself onto a house. Nobody's any the wiser. My porch has been a guy the whole time. But then it's like, and then the Maximals are a gorilla, rhino, falcon, and cheetah. That's great.
A peregrine falcon. They specify for some reason.
Yeah, peregrine falcon. Yeah. Well, what if you were a Transformer, what would you become? Where would you hide?
I do like... I do like this Optimus Primal's idea of becoming an ape.
Yeah, that's good. But he doesn't look like a gorilla, does he? Gorilla 4. Yeah, but not enough. I mean, maybe enough to fucking trick other gorillas, but not enough to trick me. He's still got robot bits, I think, coming out of him. Man, thinking about the Beast Wars, like Transformers, they're going to look so gross.
Yeah,
with that like Michael Bay Transformer style of transforming.
We don't know what they look like now, do we?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's a sequel to Bumblebee, not the Michael Bay Transformers.
Okay. Oh, when was Bumblebee set? I didn't realize it wasn't set in the modern day.
Yeah, it's in the 90s, 70s, 40s?
It's set in... Why is it just not... Hang on.
Let's just check our new favorite website, Transformers Wiki.
I found an awesome GIF of Optimus Primal becoming a gorilla at Rawls.
That is sick.
Let me share my screen with you. Oh, host has disabled screen sharing because I made you the host, douche.
If you just learned one time how to enable screen sharing...
I can never... By the time I got to figure it out... we've finished the podcast, all so right. I never can. Right.
I'm so sorry. Can I give you more sections from the death page?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
All right, let's go through let me go through some of the big ones, And let's try and work out how we'd like to go.
Yeah, sure. So great.
And to answer the Bumblebee question, it was set in 1987.
Okay.
So I think originally they were like, it's a prequel. But then Last Night bombed. So they were like, actually, it's a reboot.
Fair. Fair call.
This GIF that you sent is bad.
It rolls.
It's no good.
His legs are on backwards when he's a gorilla, apparently. He has to turn them around.
All right.
Looks like he's doing a little dance.
The sections begin with weapons fire, which is a dumb way of saying it, but you get it. Weapons fire, that seems normal. Big explosions.
Okay. Are there little explosions down the track? Because I pick little explosions. I'm going to die by lots of small explosions across my body.
Crushing?
Yep.
That makes sense. I mean, these are ways you kill a car, so this makes sense to me.
Obviously, we have consumption. And then destruction of brain. Separate from destruction of spark.
Yeah, okay.
And separate itself from loss of spark.
Okay. Like one is like you've taken your soul out. One is like you've wrecked your soul. Yeah.
Okay. You're never going to guess this next one. Disease.
What sickness do they get? They're robot men.
In Marvel Comics, Snarl contracts Cordovia gravis, a wasting disease where your body is consumed by rust as your metal breaks down at the molecular level.
Fuck it out.
And
what's
in 2005, all? IDW Comics, Pharma engineers the red rust virus.
Oh my god.
Spread by touch and triggered by touch. And of course, there's the aforementioned scraplets, cosmic rust, and the similarly named rust plague.
I love that it's all rust-based. Like, nobody could think of anything else that could bad disease-wise that could happen to the Transformers. They're like, I don't know, they're metal, they rust, move on.
Legionnaire's disease.
Transformers could also get it. Yeah, I don't know.
Aging?
What? But the Unicron is from the start of time. He should be dead of old age.
In Transformers UK, it's implied Transformers have long but not endless lifespans. And of course, in Krupp's story.
Yeah, of course, in Krupp's story.
Krupp. K-Krupp. Krupp says that he was put on a spaceship to live out his remaining years alone.
Transformers is so fucked up. But also, if I'm going, I'm picking destruction of brain.
Yeah, of course. How do you want your brain destroyed, Dusha?
I reckon Optimus Prime gives me a speech about how I don't have a soul and then shoots me through the head.
Yeah, that's a great way to go. I want my brain to be destroyed in my sleep so I don't know. I just wake up dead. Like somebody comes in the middle of the night with like some kind of drill that they put in my head that opens up when it's inside my brain into like egg beaters and they just egg beat my brain.
I'd like a similar thing. There are like knives that have like an injector thing that shoot air into you at high pressure. Yeah. I'd like that done right up my nose, thanks.
Yeah. Mm. Are you conscious? Because mine's in my sleep, so I wake up, I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, I want to be absolutely conscious. Oh, I want to be doing this.
Good morning, honey. I died in my sleep last night. I don't even know what the fuck happened.
Good morning, honey. And then I do a big sneeze and I sneeze out all of my like my smoothied brain. And my wife's like, honey, is that your brain? And I'm like, it looks like it. Yeah, that's fucked up.
I guess I'm about to die, huh? I don't even know what happened.
I should be dead like soon, right? She's like, yeah. And then we just wait.
The death page is fucked. Consequences of war.
As in executed?
It's complicated. There is.
of course it is.
Rub-a-dub-dub, 3 minute in a tub, or how to kill a transformer.
And of course, one of the greatest sections, my favorite, and actually maybe this is how I'd like to go, to clear space for new toys. What Adam's is fleshling been... death? What the fuck? Oh, fleshling is that, and here's where the dog comes in. Fleshlings are non-Autobots. All right, I get it. Okay.
That makes more sense. Oh, but I feel like... Yeah, what I feel like you're about to stumble on a more fucked up page of the Transformers wiki by finding fleshling death.
I'm so sorry. I know I keep going. I'm just watching a picture of a fucking soldier being shot to death by a robot lion. The caption is, "This didn't happen much."
Oh my god.
This didn't happen much. Would it? Oh my
happened
god.
Happened a bit, just not. I would not enough.
That's very funny. Do you right? So you know, we were saying earlier, like, what if like someone egg beated my brain, but like I wasn't, like I woke up and was fine.
Yeah.
What are your, like, if that happened to you, how would your life change? If you knew you had no brain anymore, like you sneezed it out one morning, but you weren't dead yet, would you see a doctor? Would you wait? Would you say goodbye to your loved ones? What would you do?
I
a lot of screaming.
Yeah, but after the screaming, you're still not dead. Do you just move on with your life?
I reckon, right? I feel like, Jack, and this says so much about you, I feel like I'd see a doctor.
Yeah. I think I'd call an ambulance and then they wouldn't believe me.
Yeah. And then when they found the bucket of the like brain on your sheets, they'd be like...
Bucket of brain on my sheets.
Yeah. When, if I sneezed what I genuinely thought to be my brains out, I'm like, bucket.
Well, you gotta get something to catch it in, dude. What are you just gonna do it on your carpet? Yuck.
I mean, I just feel like I could come up with a better thing to put it in.
What are you doing? You wake up sneezing your brain out. Where are you going? Toilet? I don't want to flush it. What if I need to give it to a doctor later?
Why are you flushing it?
Why are you going to toilet?
Like, it's like throw it up, you know?
I put it in a fucking esky like they do with when they're transporting a heart or something.
Yeah, like they do in that movie that I haven't seen where the guy gets his dick cut off accidentally and then there's a whole shenanigans about getting his dick reattached.
That's
on
right.
Netflix or something.
Meat pie. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
are you
yeah.
talking about an Australian movie or a...
No, I think it was an American movie.
There's also an Australian movie called Meat Pie, which has the... A guy gets his dick cut off, yeah.
Yeah, tight.
How does he get his dick cut off in Meat Pie?
Yeah. I believe this was during the period where American Pie was quite popular.
Oh, so okay.
From memory, he works at a store that makes meat pies, and part of the process is that you have to feed them into like a machine that chops up the meat or whatever.
Okay.
And he thinks maybe it's a good idea to fuck the machine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually, in the end, turns out to be a bad idea.
You know, this movie actually has three different names.
Oh, that might be true.
It's called Going Down Under, Australian Pie, or Meat Pie.
Yeah, there you go.
After losing his manhood due to a secret fetish for kitchen appliances, a young Smith is given a second chance when he receives a transplant from a deceased porn star.
Played by Ed Cavalli, perhaps?
Oh my god.
Am I correct
there? Perhaps. Perhaps. I can't remember what the name
of
the movie
I was thinking
of was called.
Yeah.
Obscure movie lore there.
Wow, one star on IMDb. That rules.
It has... I have read part of a review that said it should be illegal to make a movie this bad.
Here's a great bit of trivia about the 2005 movie Australian Pie. Supposed to receive a DVD release, but only got released as a free DVD for an Australian men's magazine instead.
Which one?
I don't know. Probably like Zoo or some shit.
But there's
rules.
So many.
Yeah. That's awesome. Man, it's cool that print pornography is still around. Like, that's... It brings me some comfort, I think, you know.
Although, the other night, I was perusing the... For unrelated reasons, was perusing the shelves of I don't know what you'd call it. Like a sex shop or whatever. And they have DVDs there. And they are fucking expensive.
Really?
Yeah,
how expensive is like a porn DVD?
For $35. They were all pretty much $35.
You can get like fucking a 6-pack of great movies from Safeway for like 15, dude. That's crazy. Porn's baffling. I don't understand it.
Well, see, my theory was that if you are buying a DVD of porn, you absolutely do not have any other option.
That's true. That's true.
For some reason, whatever it is, either poor internet connection or the only computer you have access to is a public computer.
Yeah. You gotta buy DVDs.
Yeah, you have to buy a DVD. And if you're paying $35, if you are willing to pay $35, this seems like weird circular logic, you will pay $35.
And also, the sex store that you were talking about, Adam, I don't know if this is a deal, but I know people that work at a different sex store, and they have a trade-in deal. So you buy a DVD brand new from them.
So it's like
and
a kind of
if you return it,
Blockbuster.
Yeah,
yeah, sort of.
Do you
except
think
you are like you're not renting it, you buy it, and then you can like sell it back to them?
Well, depending on how that works, I could see that as a great idea, kind of like a. Maybe it does kind of work like Blockbuster, but making them so expensive is just a way of ensuring that the people who are buying them are returning them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it's something like you get like 50% back or something like that. So
that's still a lot.
Do you think if I made the transition to only jerking off to like print magazines that I got from like a 7-Eleven or whatever, do you think that would impact my life in any way? Do you think I'd be happier, sadder. Point, yeah.
I think that, I feel like you'd feel more off the grid.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking too. I'd feel like disconnected in a good way. Like no one's tracking me. You know what I mean?
You'd notice that your ads on Facebook and whatever get slightly less specific to you. Yeah, and you're like, I guess pornography was the missing piece to that.
I highly doubt unless you're paying in cash, they're not still tracking it somehow.
Yeah, well, I would pay in cash, Adam.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's got to be traceless for the Zoo magazine that I'm buying.
On this show, have we ever spoken about woods porn in this show?
I don't know. Probably, dude. There's like 450 episododes of this piece of shit.
Goddamn.
Bound of talking about it at some point. But yeah, woods porn's it's important. I don't know. Did you ever find woods porn as a kid, Dusha? I definitely did.
No. I had older friends that had porn.
That's fair. Me too, to be honest. But I remember in primary school, a kid, Michael something, he found some porno in the woods, and all of the kids like tore it apart like we were like rabid animals. And I came away with a page that had, it was like,
I came
woman
away
with
a pair.
Well, the page that I got was just like a little, like it wasn't even like a main spread or anything. It was just like, woman with the fattest tits ever in the world or whatever. And there was just a woman holding.
Was there a
picture? She had really like quite gratuitous breasts. And I remember being like 10 and being like, I don't know what this is. But everybody wanted a piece.
I got
worst
page.
Yeah, I was like, and then,
was she clothed?
No, she wasn't looking like in a very alluring position. It was, she kind of, to be honest, the way she was holding her breast was like, you know when people like grow the biggest pumpkin or whatever?
Yeah.
That was the kind of energy she had, like, check this out. And
nipples exposed?
Yeah. I think she had pants.
Something.
She had pants on, but no top from memory. Well, I don't remember finding it particularly erotic. And I'm not a breast man, you know, now, so I don't think it had much of a profound effect on me.
Unless it had a profound effect, but reversed. So, you saw it, and it was
overexposed.
So, yeah.
I was like, they're too big! Panic!
No, maybe it's because your first experience was with the biggest ever breasts.
Yeah.
And you're like, well...
anything less than that, who cares?
I've seen what is categorically the biggest in the world,
the Guinness World Record biggest breasts possible. So,
and that was
nothing
my first
can compare
experience to them.
Nothing will ever compare to that.
It's like if on your driving test you actually won the Formula One.
Driving's gonna be boring from now on, and maybe that's how I am with breasts. Maybe one day I'll see a woman with just the biggest, like, you know, the Guinness World Record 2021 winner of the world's biggest breasts, and I'll be like, oh, there it is, it's returned to me.
Or
this is what I've been looking for my whole life. Yeah,
you just need to read a headline where it's like new winner crown. You're like, I've only seen regular breasts now, and then it just unlocks a part in your brain. You're like, they're all great again.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. I look forward to that moment.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
And I'm neither of them.
Let's hope that in the future I learn to appreciate breasts once again.
Fingers
goodbye.